You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Corey Spangler. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Maggie.
All right, so today we are discussing Unit 11, Session 4, David Sinned and Was Restored, and this is focusing on 2 Samuel chapters 11 and 12, and then also Psalm chapter 51. So, Corey, why don't you share with us the big idea and the story points for this session?
Sure. So after David became king, he built a palace in Jerusalem. God was with David and gave him rest from wars. David wanted to build God a house or a temple. And instead, God told David that he would build a forever kingdom through a descendant of David's family. Eventually, the Israelites' enemies came to fight against them. Rather than go to war with his army, David chose to stay in Jerusalem. This week, we'll see how David sinned against God, a woman named Bathsheba, and a man named Uriah. Our story points for this session for preschoolers: David sinned and asked God for forgiveness. And for kids, David sinned, repented, and was forgiven.
All right. Now let's head into the part of the episode where we talk about activities that need a little extra prep or instruction. So Corey, why don't you start us off with preschool?
Absolutely. So for those younger preschoolers, similar to notes we've had in previous sessions for this unit, find the key passage phrase. They're going to be searching in that bin again. So perhaps instead of using the shredded paper, you may want to use rice, sand, or dry beans, whatever is more readily available for your class. And then also for younger preschoolers, an activity entitled Use Binoculars. So you can adjust this activity to include an outdoor nature walk if that is something that would align with your church policy. So if you have the ability to take a little outdoor stroll or even windows in your classroom, or you could do a little peek into the woods or into the nature around, that'd be really good use of the binocular activity. And then for our older preschoolers, there are three activities that are going to use cotton balls in this session. So just a little reminder that before you gather them all up after one activity and then dump them in the trash can, to just collect those so that you can just be mindful of resources. And then for preschool worship, an activity called Clean Hearts. So be sure on this one to use washable markers, because you're going to have a mess. And so we want to be able to get all of that off the kids' hands and things. So you can also let kids clean the hearts using a baby wipe instead of water and a foam brush if you prefer. And so you have some options there, and just to really tailor it to the amount of kids you have in your class, amount of volunteers you have. And so, yeah, just a couple notes with those.
All right. And in younger kids, there's an activity called Can You Fix It? And leaders will want to make sure that the Play-Doh or clay isn't pasted on the holes too thickly. The water should still leak out of the holes. And then in older kids, there's an activity called Wash It Away. And leaders will want to practice this activity before the session. It's very important that when the plastic baggie is dipped into the water, it is inserted vertically, not at an angle, and that the kids only look down at the baggie in the bowl to see how the word sin disappears. And then in kids worship, there is a group demo, and this demo involves displaying and potentially breaking, depending on how far you want to take it, a breakable item. So if you want to actually break something, you might consider going to a thrift store and buying a cheap plate or mug and then putting that in a pillowcase. And then when you go to break it, that way all of the pieces are contained, just to make that a little bit easier and safer. All right, as we wrap up, let's talk about what stands out to us in this session. And you know, at first glance, this is going to feel like a tough session to teach kids, where there's just no way around it, right? However, I would just really focus on David's disobedience as a whole. David was not where he was supposed to be, and then he wanted and took something that was not his. However, God revealed David's sin to him through Nathan, at which point David chose to repent, which means he turned away from his sin and turned back to God. Emphasize to kids that we also sin and are offered the choice of whether to repent or not. So we don't have to get into the weeds of David's specific sin to really make this an effective lesson and really drive home that Bible truth of repentance and the way that God receives us in that moment of repentance.
That's so good, Maggie. Yeah, it can definitely feel a little daunting subject matter for little ones. And so, you know, teaching kids about the sin in the people that we often view as heroes of the faith, it can be daunting. However, it is vital that we faithfully use these opportunities to remind children that we are all sinful, even the biblical powerhouses that they learn about. Their weakness is what points to his strength. Without highlighting their failures, we create a false narrative that promotes the super spiritual status. This failure could cause children to miss the necessary miracle of Christ's sinless nature. Only he is without sin and obeys his Father's will perfectly. David was a man, like us, who broke God's laws by coveting things that were not his own. That sin then snowballed into a mountain he could not climb on his own. So in sorrow, with a heart tender to God's character, he repented and was restored. And that example is what we all have to walk through and walk in when we sin against God. And so just a wonderful opportunity this session that instead of being intimidated by the content, to just really be empowered by the truth of the message and the fact that this is pointing directly to our perfect Savior.
Truly. Yeah. And I'm truthfully so grateful that God includes realistic examples of situations like this in the Bible, that we get to see both David follow God and be a man after God's own heart, but also choose to follow temptation and choose to sin and then choose to repent. I'm glad that we get to see both sides of that, because that is the reality that we're faced with every day, right? We have the choice of whether to sin and whether to repent after we sin and whether to pursue holiness or not. So really grateful for that. And even in these hard sessions, I'm grateful that we get the opportunity to teach kids about these Bible truths. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.